Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Rose Dallas, and I am coming to you here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I just want to say it's been quite some time since I've been on the radio, and it is such a blessing, you know, looking back at where Father Yah took me from and where he has brought me to today. It is a wonderful blessing, beloved. So I just want to take the time out to give all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and all to the Most High and his Son, Yahushua Messiah. Beloved, it is a good thing to sing praises unto the Most High and to give praises unto his name. Going to be talking about, you know, if we're going to die. But just a little bit of background. Just a little bit of background in case you don't know who I am. Again, I'm Rose Dallas, and for the last, I say we're going on almost a year now since I had two surgeries, or three rather. I've had a partial brain surgery, a complete brain surgery where they installed a stent in my brain because I had an aneurysm, and I also had to do an emergency delivery of our baby, which is now 10 months old. So I just want to praise Yah and Yahushua for keeping us through those health challenges. And prior to the surgeries, I was traveling with our children. And when I was in South Carolina, I was meditating on John chapter 17, where time I was using the JC name, but today I say Yahushua Messiah. I was meditating on the fact that Yahushua in John chapter 17 prayed for all believers. And I thought, how wonderful is that? Because he not only prayed for the believers in his time, but he also prayed for those who would believe on account of what we hear. And I kept meditating on that. I felt like I needed to do more that day. I did a video on Facebook regarding eternal life as laid out by Yahushua Messiah. And learning John chapter 17 verse 3 that this is eternal life, that we may know the only true Elohim and to know the one whom he sent which is Yahushua Messiah. I did that video, but I still kept having this pressing feeling like I was to do more. And that day, the Blog Talk radio show was created. I think it might have been the 7th day of April of 2014, if I'm not mistaken. And I did 102 episodes, beloved. At the time, I walked away from business to focus on ministry. And I'm telling you that I've had my share of attacks from the enemy, but I kept persevering, not in my own strength, but in Yahushua's strength and the strength of our Heavenly Father. So I love to encourage you right now that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, in the name of the Father and the Son, through his holy Ruach, know that he will sustain you and know that he will give you everything that you need to be victorious for him and in his name. And I'm going to open here. I'm going to read this Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 4. Because my question is to you that are listening, do you know the name of the Father? Do you know the name of his Son? There are a lot of scriptures that we read, especially in the Psalms, that talk about his name. What is his Son's name? So, beloved, Proverbs 30 and verse 4 says, who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is, by the end of the show, you will know the names of the Father and Son, if you don't already know them. So Father, yeah, in the name of your Son, Yahushua Messiah, I just want to thank you for the privilege to be able to come on this platform and to lift your name on high and to glorify your name and your Son's name, which your name is in your Son's name, being Yah is our salvation. So I just want to say thank you, dear Father, Yah. And I pray a blessing over each and everyone that hear this episode. And I pray that they will continue to read and study to show themselves approved unto you. A workman needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So, beloved, I had a dream related to being on the radio. Yesterday, I created a Facebook event for my travel business, and I was going to come on the radio. So about maybe a little after 11, again, I received an email from a Blog Talk radio show that I subscribe to, and I clicked through to come on here in the studio, which I haven't done in quite some time. Now, I started to write the information for my travel business. Currently, I'm in their contact list. And this person forwarded a message with urgency, saying that there are brethren that are being killed in India because of their faith. They went on to share how in other countries, adultery and other known sins are being legalized. Now, the point of this call is to mention something. Yes, it's very, very, very sad that our brethren are dying. But beloved, title here says, if we're going to die. If we're going to die, beloved, for our faith, let it be in the name of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Yahushua Messiah. So we're looking at calling on the names of Yah and Yahushua Messiah. In Yahushua Messiah means Yah is our salvation. And there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved. So let us put our blinders off, and I'm sorry, let us put our blinders on, because we want to be laser focused and seek to follow the Holy Lamb of Yah whithersoever he goes. Like I said, beloved, we're hearing rumors and rumors of people that are losing their lives for their faith. And it's truly time, beloved, for us to wake up here in America and repent and turn to our Heavenly Father, Yah. We hear of sudden peril. Remember, Father Yah is the Holy One who can destroy both body and soul in hell. And, you know, I just want to say here that, you know, we want to be encouraged as we're commanded in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, it says that we should be encouraged to be strong and courageous. And this is a command given by Father Yah. In the face of conflict, mission, and even unto death. For he who is in us, beloved, is stronger than he who is in the world. And yes, beloved, we do want to pray for our brethren that are losing their lives all over the world because of their faith. However, this show today was, it came to pass, like I said, two nights ago, I had a dream, and I was about to do business, and I received that text, that urgent text. So, beloved, we are called to be separate from this world, a light, okay? And we know that we cannot hide a light. A light has to shine forth so that everyone that is within the presence of that light is able to receive the light, beloved. I understand, beloved, the cares of this world sometimes are so much, and it may suppress your will to do. But my sincere prayer is that you're able to put a pause and to itemize the key things, beloved. What we do for Father Yah today, we will be rewarded. I will share with you that once again, praying and fasting and meditating in the book of Revelation right now, I'm up to chapter 6. The last time I did Revelation was before I went to have baby. That was August 2015, okay? And those were the times when I was using just G and Lord and saying JC. But now today, beloved, I'm happy to share with you that the name, like the Proverb chapter 30, verse 4 says, name. I'm happy to share with you that his name is Yah, or some of us say Yahweh. Yahweh simply means self-existent one. And we have the son's name, which is Yahushua Amashiach. Okay, that's like saying Yahushua Messiah. But beloved, I'm not here to debate with you. I'm here to encourage you to pray. I'm here to encourage you to repent. I'm here to encourage you to turn away. I too, beloved, I'm encouraged by the very words that proceed out of my mouth to repent, beloved, and turn to Father Yah. Remember in Chronicles when it says, if my people are called by my name, what is that name, beloved? What is the name? Because just saying N-A-M-E, just saying the word name is not the name. What is the name that, you know, the Father is referring to? Okay, just like you have a name and I have a name, what is the name that he's referring to? That's a question. And he's saying if we humble ourselves, okay, and we're looking at 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, if my people, and this my people, I'll bring that up on another show. But it says, if my people by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Beloved, this land here is talking about is Israel. Do you understand? These people that it's talking about are Hebrew Israelites. Now we're in this present day, it's going to be those that follow the Lamb, Yahushua Messiah as Lord and Savior. Those are going to be Father Yah's people. We cannot be his people and be in and of the world, beloved. We're encouraged to come out of the world and be ye separate, beloved, spotless, without blemish. And this is why my whole purpose, beloved, is not to get into a debate with anyone. My purpose is to humble myself and to sound aloud. Name is Yahweh. Yahushua is the Son's name. Beloved, let us see with our eyes. Let us hear with our ears. And if we're not able to see, if we're not able to hear, it's for us to pray and ask the Father to please remove the scales from our eyes that we may see, especially in these days, that we may see its prophecies and know how and when to act and know when and how to not act. You know, beloved, there is so much coming. Choose wisely, beloved. Choose to follow the Lamb of the Most High, the one that was found worthy to open that book with seven seals. Some translations I know says scroll. He's the one who was found worthy. And beloved, when those seals were opened, there was nothing pretty. So choose wisely who you will follow. Are you going to choose the true names of Yah and Yahushua Messiah? Or are you going to allow your neck to become stiff and say God and Lord? Those are mere titles. We call men Lord. So how is it we call the creator of the universe and everything in it the same as we call mere man? The very one who say put not our trust in man or in princes, because there is no hope in them. And the very day they die, their thoughts perish. That's in Psalm 146, beloved. Beloved, perilous times are coming. We need to know calling on. We need to make our calling and our election sure, beloved. We need to know that the children of Yah will bear a mark upon them. Beloved, and so will the children of the serpent. Beloved, you need to choose today whom you will serve, as in Joshua. So, beloved, my sincere prayer is that you and your household will choose to serve Father Yahweh, that you will choose to follow him wherever he is leading you, beloved, wherever he is. And know that, beloved, that everyone is not going to go with you. Everyone is not going to agree with you. But remember, like the title says, if we're going to die in the name of Yah, let us die in the name of his son, Yahushua, Messiah. And let us seek, beloved, to be separate from this world system. Just like Yahushua, when he was on earth, he was separate. Any comments, if you have any questions, you're welcome to message me on Facebook, or like our Facebook page is Yahweh Love You John 3:16 on Facebook. And I will be able to get back with you, get your questions answered. And you could send me a message. So, you know, I would love to hear your feedback. And I would love to hear any scriptures that you have. Or maybe there's things that you'd like us to bring up on the radio show. That the Holy Spirit of laid upon your heart. To share with others. Maybe you're trying, you don't want to speak yourself, but we could meditate upon that together and, you know, be more than happy to share it. But it has to be in alignment to God's word. Okay, beloved. So I encourage you, beloved, to study to show yourself approved again unto Yah. A workman needeth not be ashamed. You know, but rightly dividing the word of truth. The next thing I want to encourage you, beloved, is to keep putting on the armor of Yah every single day. Every single day you want to put on that armor. You want to put on that helmet of salvation. Remember that Yahushua Messiah is the one who saves. You want to put on that breastplate of righteousness, beloved. You want to put on that belt of truth You want to shod your feet with the gospel of peace. And you want to pick up the shield of faith. And you want to pick up that double-edged sword, which is the spirit of Yah's word. And beloved, you want to pray. You want to pray with all kinds of prayers and supplications. You want to pray in the spirit, and you want to, beloved, for all the saints, all of Yah's people around the world. And again, that message that I received just inspired me to come on here to stop business. So you want to be disciplined, beloved. You want to be disciplined because, again, I stopped and forget about business and came right on here to proclaim the name of the Father and the Son. So remember, if we're going to die for our faith, let it be in the name of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Yahushua Messiah. So I'm going to read Psalm 56, and then I'm going to close in prayer. And I pray that each and everyone who hears this message will be blessed. So Psalm 56 says, "Be merciful unto me, O Yah, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O the Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In Yah, I will praise his word. Elohim, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O Elohim. Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for Elohim is for me." Hallelujah. In Elohim will I praise his word. In Yah will I praise his word. In Elohim have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O Elohim. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast, wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before Elohim in the light of the living? These are the words of Yah. Thanks be to Yahushua. Just want to say hallelujah. I want to say praise Yahweh. Praise Yahushua. As I was reading the Psalm 56, beloved, I'm thinking of those people over in India, they say, and around the world, beloved, that are falling down because of their faith. So, Father, in the name of Yahushua Messiah, Father, if we're going to die, may we die in your name. May we hold on to your faith. Father, I pray for those that are perishing. I pray for their families, Father. I pray, Father, that you will shield them and that you will hide them, Father. Cover us all under the blood of Yahushua Messiah, Father. May your power, may your glory be lifted high. May your power go out into all the earth, and may the enemy know that you are the Most High. You are the self-existent one. Yahushua is the Lamb of Yah, the one who was slain but now lives, the one who holds the key to death and hell. I thank you, dear Father, Yah. So go before us for the remainder of this day and this week. And Father, may no weapon form against us prosper. And every tongue that rises against your people, your children in judgment, Father, I thank you that you've already condemned it. Father, I pray for each and everyone that will hear this message. I pray that will rise up. I pray that Israel will rise up and remove a spirit of fear. Because the words say, Father, in Elohim, in you have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. Beloved, what can man do unto us? So let's call on the names of Father Yah and Yahushua, beloved. Again, like Yahweh loves you, John 3:16 on Facebook. And message me any questions or comments you may have. Or you could leave your comment here and I'll get back with you. I sincerely, sincerely love you, my brothers and sisters that are out there. Just want to encourage you to keep the faith. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. And know that Yahushua Messiah has rewards for you that are not of this world. So, beloved, I praise Yahweh and I praise Yahushua every day. Again and again. Be blessed, beloved. Yahweh love you and keep you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace.